This is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok. Today's topic is Joomla and working with Joomla. Now, we use Joomla for our website itself. Now, I didn't plan on doing that originally because I did want to sort of do it all myself and write our own content management system. But Joomla offered a great solution for a one-man band being able to manage so much content. So Joomla's a great tool if you've got a lot of content and you really need to sort of manage it as well as just put it on the front end. Now, Joomla has two distinct parts. There's the actual content management system itself, and then there's the front end. Now, they are actually quite different. How you manage your content and put it into different topics and sections and categories is really, really vital on how the longevity of your website. If you don't get that right, it gets really, really confusing and you can't find anything, especially if you've got a big site, like I said, with a lot of content. So if you are thinking of Joomla, you spend a long time thinking about your content with regards to the hierarchical structure that Joomla offers. Namely, sections, and within sections you have categories, and within categories you have the individual articles. So for example, for me, I've got my courses as a section, and then each of the actual courses is a category, and then I've got the various articles within that. Same thing with interviews. Within the interviews, we've got the types of people that we interview: designers, developers, marketing, etc. And then within there, we've got the articles. And this structure really, really allows me to manage the content effectively and find it. And should I ever change the website, it would be very easy to change it. And all I would need to change then is how it's displayed on the front end. Now, the front end has got its own management system as well, and that's actually run by the menu system. So you could have a selection of very different articles from different categories all on one page. You can do that quite easily using the menu system. So the menu system is actually a way of managing your content on the front end. But if you really want to take the advantage of the structure that Joomla offers you, you would sort of use the categories a lot more. So for example, if you have an interview section and you link to that, then you link to the interview's categories rather than a page that you create. And by linking to the category, you can automatically list all the articles in that category. And for me, that's been horrendously useful because I can just create an interviews page, and then every time I add an interview, that's all I need to do. I don't need to link it up. It's already shown there. The only thing I need to do is actually link it directly from the top menu bar. So things like that have been really useful with Joomla. So what are the downsides? The downsides of Joomla is if you do need to sort of step outside of the box and do something different than what your template offers or what Joomla offers, it can be quite difficult unless you've got a component or a module waiting for you. Now, a component is kind of like like a big piece of functionality that you would link to. So for example, like a e-shopping cart or a forum, even doing forms and things like that, they tend to be components. Modules are the position on your template to which you can actually view things. So you might have a module for a search or a login, latest articles, things like that. So really think about how you want to display your content with regards to modules and components, and that will really help you get a running start. Now, the thing with Joomla is it does take a lot of planning, and it takes a lot of work to sort of set it up if you're not sure of what you're doing. So it does take a little bit of time to set things up, but once you set it up, you're off and running. It's really, really easy once you get going. Now, I have found that when I've been working with clients, that as soon as we start saying, oh, we need to do this page and that page, and as soon as we start sort of reiterating those pages, it becomes very, very easy, and clients tend to pick up on that, and then they get quite keen to sort of do it themselves. So just a quick recap is plan it effectively, think within the confines of the confines of the hierarchical structure that Joomla gives you, you know, sections, categories, articles, and then think about the structure that you want to achieve on the front end. Mix them together and you'll have a very, very good website. Okay, that's everything for today. Thanks a lot. Bye.